Interest in our genetics and what illnesses and diseases we or subsequent generations may be especially susceptible to is growing rapidly. But where do the best answers come from? If the science tells us something, how do we get specific information interpreted? And who helps with handling the heavy emotional toll that can result? That can be where genetic counseling comes in. And the U of A has introduced a graduate program in genetic counseling to fill the need. Dee Quinn is directing the program and is with me to talk about it. Dee, how big a niche can this fill, and what are the origins of genetic counseling?
So it began as a very small profession in 1972, relatively new in the way of professions, and began as because of the recognition that there were families who were struggling with disorders that clearly ran in their family and had no one to discuss that with in terms of why that was and would other family members be at risk. It has remained kind of a niche for many years until recently, when it's become increasingly recognized that genetics plays a role in many aspects of healthcare. So for instance, in reproductive healthcare, there are tests now that we offer to all pregnant women, not just a specific group. In cancer care, we do know that a small percentage of individuals get cancer on a genetic basis, and that can help us identify who is at risk, but also what treatments are best.
When it comes to something like cystic fibrosis, for example, there are people who are carriers, and there's a concern that whether if couples get together and they both have if they both carry it, how often does something like that come up to make sure that even families or spouses check their genetic background, make sure they're compatible to some extent?
Well, in terms of cystic fibrosis, it actually comes up quite often because it is a common genetic disorder. But generally, when women either go for a preconception visit before a pregnancy or in their first prenatal visit, there are a number of known genetic disorders that we can screen them for. And so you're right that something like cystic fibrosis is what we call a recessive disorder. Both parents have to have the same changed gene in order to have an affected child. So if mom turns out to carry the changed gene, which, by the way, would not affect her health and she wouldn't know about it, we would then go on to test her partner. And if her partner also has the same changed gene, then they have a 1 in 4 chance of having a child with cystic fibrosis. Now, let me just back up a minute. There are people who say, I don't want any of that screening done, and that's perfectly up to them. One of the hallmarks of this profession is that we feel very strongly that families are the best at making decisions for themselves. And so our goal is to educate them about what the disorders are, what tests are available, and then help them to figure out what's going to work best for them.
Have you seen more people willing to get the information, who want the information, or does that just always vary from group to group?
Well, the interesting thing that has evolved recently is the direct-to-consumer testing. Your listeners have probably all heard about 23andMe. There are a number of these companies where people can send in a cheek swab and get some genetic information back. Now, some people just do the ancestry testing, which is kind of fun, to see where your ancestors came from. But some of these tests do involve detecting changed genes that may affect health. There are concerns about these tests, and probably from a genetic counseling standpoint, our biggest concern is that people may misinterpret the results. So it is not easy to look at these results, and primary care providers are kind of in a bad position where they're being given these results and they don't necessarily have a full understanding of it. They're not sure what to do. Sometimes the client will call us, a genetic counselor, and we can go over those results with them.
As you're getting students ready for this field, there are so many different sorts of things to test for. How do you get them ready? How do you prepare them for all these tests? And more tests are coming, right, as you said?
Right. We teach them where to look for resources. Honestly, I've been doing this for years, and I know a lot of disorders, but I will have somebody come up to me and say, what is this syndrome? And I'm blank. I have to go to my resources and look it up and figure it out. Certainly all of the common disorders they learn. And while they're in school, they take both science classes and psychology classes, as well as they are required to do clinical rotations with active genetics providers. So in all three of those settings, they will get an awful lot of information.
How do you find that combination of where the science meets that feeling when you're dealing with folks who are going through some very sensitive things, and there's an emotional aspect too? Where's that balance? Yeah. What's the ideal balance there?
It does depend on the family. I think most of what we do is directed by the family. Some families want way more technical information. Other families may want more psychosocial support. So I think to a large degree, it depends. We want to be sure that they understand the information, but we also want to be sure that they're comfortable with whatever decisions they plan to make. And so it does vary from family to family. Again, another reason why I love this profession. Not only does the science change, but every client is different.
But is there a feeling that you're going to have to be open to evolution yourself, as you said, because of how things are changing so rapidly? It's almost like there's excitement in that, but there's also, I imagine, to some extent, pressure to make sure that you're keeping up with what's needed out there.
Yes, I'm laughing because the University of Arizona did have a similar program many years ago when I was program director. And it gets harder and harder to fit in the new things that we need to learn. So there's a new, very expanding field in genetic counseling in industry. And we need to now help our students understand what their role might be in industry should they choose to take that kind of jobs.
Dee Quinn is director of a new genetic counseling graduate program beginning at the U of A later this year.